We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah Machlekes Rav Akiva and Rav Yosi Aglili. Rav Yosi Aglili holds that an Irish and his Arsa and his Garsha, the halacha is that once she became a Arusa, there is no Knas of Oynis Mefata by her anymore, because the Pasuk says Ashalei Arasa. Rav Akiva, on the other hand, says she gets a Knas, but it goes to herself. That's what the Mishnah said. Then more about a Braisa that says, no, the knas goes la avia. And ashaloi arasa is not used as a drosha, as one of the requirements for oynes mefata at all. It's used as a gzeres shava to oynes, to mefata, mefata to oynes, teach us that just like over here it's 50, there's also 50, and just like there's shkolim, this is also shkolim. And that's what's useful, it's extra words. And but basula and naira, that says, ki imse ish naira basula, there it's dafka. Dafka have a din of Oynes mafata by naira and basula. There is dafka. If it's a begeres or if it's a ve'ula, there's nothing. But ashalei rasa is not dafka. It's nothing. Ashalei rasa is just an extra word to make the drasha gzeres shava from oynes mafata. So more as a question, Rav Akiva, my chazus the ashalei rasa the gzeres shava. How do you know that ashalei rasa is not dafka and it's used for gzeres shava? Ubesula l'mutebula. And how do you know that basula is l'mutebula? How do you know which one's dafka? Maybe basula is used as an extra word for gzeres shava to oynes to mefata, because it says by mefata also v'chiyefata ish basula ashalei arasa. So maybe basula is used as gzeres shava and ashalei arasa is dafka, that anyone who had erisin, if she had erisin, there's no din oynes to mefata anymore. So how do you know which one's dafka? Rekiva, my chaz da ashalei arasa gzeres shava basula l'mutebula. Ema besula l'gzeres shava. Maybe besula is l'gzeres shava. Ashalei rasa probably nairish nisarsa v'nisgarsha. And ashalei rasa is telling you that nairish nisarsa v'nisgarsha does not have a din of oynes mefata. So the Gemara answers mistavra ashalei rasa l'gzeres shava. It's mistavra that ashalei rasa is the word that's lav dafka, and that's v'gzeres shava. Because if you say that that's dafka and besula is lav dafka, besula just is l'gzeres shava, and that means you could be a beula sharei ani kareba nara besula, because If you made a drasha that basula is lav dafka, then it doesn't read. It says in the pasuk nara basula, but now that we're saying that it's dafka, so it reads and ashalei rasa means something else. Breaking the model, I'll tell you the other way. Adrabba, basula gzeres shava shereini kari b'ashalei rasa. Now the word ashalei rasa doesn't fit, because if she had an erison, so it's not ashalei rasa. So why is that better? This also doesn't fit. So, and the Gemara mistabra, if you're going to do one of them lav dafka, hoshtani gufa v'hoshtani gufa. That by a case of a ba'ula, there you understand that there's a reason to be potter from knas, because she's already a ba'ula, so the begima, the thing you do wrong to her, the way you're hurting her, is less than if she was a basula. So you understand the difference in basula and ba'ula. On your rasa, we don't understand, it's not nishtana gufa so much, so there won't be the difference. So it makes sense more that the basula is dafka more than the ashalei rasa is dafka. Now Tais has a question, very simple question. Maybe both of them are dafka. Maybe both basula and loy arasa are dafka. Neither one is gzeres shava. Maybe both. Maybe all three tonight. Taka, like Rav Yosi Aglili holds. How do you know that one of them has to be gzeres shava? It says kash de masla ema. It says tema. The tikshule the ema tavayu legufayu. Both are bedafka, but loy gzeres shava. So Tais's answer is venira. The hashas kumle. The Gemara had a mesayra. The chad benayu gzeres shava. One of them fear of akiva is gzeres shava. Hovam akrayis tumim. Since it doesn't say by both cases how many shkolim, and the other one just says chamishim, we're not saying shkolim. So therefore, we have to have one of them as drash and one of them as gzeres shava for Rabbi Akiva. That's what Gemara says, mistavra, that the one that's dafka is besula, because there it's, if she be a beula, be a shtani gufa, mashekin by a loy rasa, it's not a shinu in the guf. Pray the Gemara kasha, reisa like lili, who darshins asher loy rasa and besula to mean one of the requirements for ines mafata, and it's not used for gzeres shava. So hay svaram nolei. How do we know that there's 50 shkolim by ines, and how do you know there's 50 shkolim by mafata? Because let's just tell you the psukim. Psukim says by mafata it says kesef yishkol kamara besulais, and by ines it says. So by mefata says yishkol, and by oynes it says chamishim. So how do you know that there's chamishim over there by mefata, and how do you know that by oynes is shkolim? So Mara says, I know from different drashim. Matayon to the brayso kesev yishkol kamara abesulas. The lashon by yefata is kesev yishkol kamara abesulas. Like the mara abesula, where you have the mara abesulas. That's referring to the case of oynes, which is basula, which is getting money, kamara basulas. Omar Yabsula is because it's like a hekesh to each other, not like Zer Shava. We're learning out, since this says this is like the Mar Yabsula, it's the Mar Yabsula is also like this, and that's how you learn out one from another. Now the Gemara is going to ask, the Chayot's theory to Rabbi Kivas. What Rakiva of our Mishnah says that Asher Loi Oirasa, if there's an Erisin, then there's a difference. The Knas, there is a Knas, but the Knas goes to her. The Braisa says, no, Knas Lavia, there's no difference that she was once Rusa. It makes no difference in the halachas of Oinus Mefata. So it's a stira, the two Rabbi Kivas, Kasha de Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva, and with the Gemara, Trey Tanoia Valiva de Rabbi Kiva. There was a Chlegas Tanoia, what Rabbi Kiva held. One Tana held, this is Rabbi Kiva Shita, another Tana held, this is Rabbi Kiva Shita. So the Gemara wants to explain. This is not Rabbi Kiva de Masisim, Loy Asi Xer Shava, Mafka Le Krama, Pashta Le Gamri. This is not Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, we understand Pshat. He uses Asha Loy Rasa, but Iker for Xer Shava. But the Pashto stood across Mashma that Ashaloy Erasa, it's saying something that she didn't have Erasin. So we're saying, you know what the difference is? Legabi that, we'll say the difference is if Knas la Atzma or not. Avada is still a Knas because Ashaloy Erasa is used for Xer Shava and not for to tell you that if there was an Erasin, there's no Knas Mefata, Knas Mefata, Mefata. Avada is Knas Mefata, but there's a difference. Ashaloy Erasa is saying it's not exactly the same. There's a difference, like the Pashto the Kron, the difference is Knas la Atzma. So we stamp shout in our Mishnah. Elo Rakiva the Brisa, Asik Zereshava, Mafik and Pashto Lagarmi, Zereshava, come and be Oiker the Pashto Pshat and the Pasik. How do you read the Pasik? Asheloi Arasa. Amram Nachem Yitzchak, Kari Bey, Asheloi Arusa. We darshan means like this, that someone was Ma'anes, a Naira Basula, Asheloi Arasa means, Pashto Pshat means that she's not a Arusa. Because if she's a Arusa, if she has Kedushin, so then it's no Knas there, there's a Misa there. So that's what Pasuk is saying. She was not Arusa. Freit the Gemara, that's Pashut. Arusa Baskilihi. And it's Pashut wouldn't be a Knas by someone who has Kedushin. Because there, it's Kamle with the Ravine. So Gemara answers, well, we still need a Pasuk to tell you, Asheloi Arusa. Because Tagam, you know, Hail the Chiddush, which Chiddush Tarah Beknas, Afagav the Mikdal Mashalim. You would think that maybe the reason you have to speak out that she's not Arusa, because if it didn't say that, you would think that even if she's Arusa, even if she gets Skila, she would still get a Knas. Why? Because Knas is a Chiddush, and maybe there you don't say come with Rabbeinu. Comes the Pasuk and teaches us, know that Ashaloi Arusa, that she's not a Arusa. Because if she's Arusa, she would take a part from Knas. You know why? Because of this halacha of come with Rabbeinu. And that's good for learning from Ashaloi Arusa. The Rabba Dama Chiddush with Chiddush Torah Knas, Avgav Mikdom Hashalom, Rabba Taka holds that it's a Chiddush Chiddush Torah. That Knas is, even when you have Misa, you have Knas. There's no common Rav name by Knas. That means even when there's Misa, there's a Chiyav Knas. So what's Takap Shat? What's Ashaloy Arusa? Even Arusa would be Chayav, unless it's coming to Lafuki to hold an Arusa. Mike Lemema, when there's someone like Rakiva Domestisim, Taka, he'll have to hold like a Rakiva of the Mishnah that holds that Ashaloy Arusa is dashing a case where she had Arusa and she got divorced. The halach is that in that case, the Knas goes to her and not to her father. Because you can't say it's teaching us that she's not an Arusa right now. And to teach us that she doesn't get a knas then, because she's vaskila, because according to Rabbi Taka, you get a knas even then, because he holds that by knas you do get, even though the makam misa you don't say come rabbi by knas since it's a chiddush. Tanu Rabbanan, look at the brayso, knas olami. Who does the knas go to? It says lavia. V'yesharim some say laatzma. For anything more, laatzma amai. Why would she get the money for the knas? This Bryce is talking about a case, a Naira that had an Eris and got divorced. And the Machlaikas over here is, the Machlaikas to Rabbi Kiva. So the Machlaikas is Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva the Bryce. Tana comment says, Lavia is going like Rabbi Kiva the Bryce. The Mandiyama says, Laatzma is going according to Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah. You can say it's Machlaikas, Rabbi Kiva, basically, also. But the Machlaikas is, this Machlaikas, Nairish and Arsam and Iskarsha, what's the halacha? So Gemara says, Oma Abaya, Baal Eho Mesa. If someone is Ma'anis Eisha and she dies, the halacha is that you're part of a Knas. Shneva Avanosa Lavia, Naira of Loyavi Mesa. You give it to Avkatavia, Naira of Loyavi Mesa. And the Gemara is going to go on further with a sugya of Milsa Pshit Le Labaya, that there's no such halacha of Avi Mesa is a Shaila to Rava. The Gemara is going to go into a whole discussion until the Gemara comes out. How it's a boya leila rava, what was pashut to Avaya Met Hashem, on tomorrow's shir on Daf Lamed Tes, we will continue that in it.